T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Again to the sideline. Bat it up. Oh, God! Stokely down the sideline. Can they catch him? Stokely, wow! Touchdown, Denver! Unbelievable! Oh, my goodness! What a play!
Broncos country, let's ride.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are delighted to welcome in Brandon Stokely. He, of course, former NFL wide receiver, current radio personality at 104.3 The Fan in Denver, and always a joy to talk to a man that had the kind of career he did, and he joins us now. Brandon, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's great to catch up with you. And I got to tell you, when you start looking at this Super Bowl and you start talking about the wide receiver position, there's obviously some great ones. There's obviously a guy that changed teams and turned the tide for the Eagles. And then there is the fact that that Tyreek Hill, one of the best receivers in football, leaves the Kansas City Chiefs, and lo and behold, here they are. Pretty extraordinary.
Really is. I thought they were going to take a step back this year offensively. I thought it was going to be tough to lose that type of football player, that type of weapon, because you just don't see that type of speed, a Tyreek Hill speed, and the things that he does to a defense, how they have to game plan for him. The fear that he puts in the secondary, you can't duplicate that. So I thought they would take a pretty significant step back this year offensively in that passing game. And look, they haven't missed a beat. Patrick Mahomes continues to do his thing. Travis Kelce continues to do his thing. And then you look at the flip side of it, the Eagles with the pick of Devontae Smith a couple years ago, and then now adding A.J. Brown this past year, just a great job of kind of revamping their wide receiver position in just a couple years. So, obviously, they've done a really good job of getting the playmakers for Jalen Hurts, and then you look at Dallas Goedert. So it should be fun. It should be a fun football game.
So tell us how much fun it is in Denver now that they have hired Sean Payton. He is supposedly going to fix Russell Wilson. And can you speak to just the level of optimism, or maybe there's cynicism? I don't know how it is in Denver, but what's the mood after hiring Sean Payton?
It's optimism right now. You look at where the Broncos have been and how many coaches they've had to hire here over the past 6-7 years, and how many quarterbacks they've gone through. And there was optimism last year when Russ got here that, okay, our quarterback situation was fixed. Obviously, it was a complete disaster this year. It was as bad as it could get. And, now you're hoping that you can get an offensive guy in here, a pro's pro, a true head coach. You don't have to speculate on Sean Payton. Like, can he do the job? Can he can he go from being an offensive coordinator to a head coach, or defensive coordinator to a head coach? Some guys can't handle that, and we've had those guys here. But Sean Payton can handle being a head coach and the ups and downs of an NFL season. Now, on top of that, his main job is to try to fix Russ and to try to get him back playing at a high level, because I don't know if Russ can play at a high level consistently anymore. I just don't know if he can do that. So But just get him playing at a competent level, at a good level, more consistently, and we'll see if he can do it.
You know, we've seen some great coaches traded for draft picks, basically, right? I mean, Bill Belichick, that might have been the greatest trade ever in league history, given what he was able to do. Would you give – are there many coaches that you would actually surrender a first-round pick for? And in this case, it's first-round plus because it's a second-rounder, swap for a third, not this year but next year as well.
Right. I look at the situation and, you know, if you don't have a coach, you don't have a chance. And, yeah, you need players, but we've realized here in Denver – how important a head coach is. And, you know, it's that's your foundation of your football team. And if you have a good one, it can make a difference. And that's the bottom line. And the Broncos were in a tough situation this year with how things have played out in the coaching search. It was obvious they wanted Jim Harbaugh. I mean, they went back a second time to try to get Jim Harbaugh, and it just didn't work out. And then the candidates started kind of falling away, and you didn't have a lot left here after, you know, 3 weeks of looking for coaches, 4 weeks of looking for coaches. So you were kind of left sitting there of go get Sean Payton and pay a price for him. You're going to have to pay a price. It's not fun to give up draft picks, but it's not like they've done a great job with their draft picks anyway. So you needed a coach. They got a coach, and hopefully, you know, here in Denver, we can check that off the box of to-do list here for the next, you know, decade.
Brandon, one of your other former teams, the Colts, are taking their own sweet time in hiring their head coach. I just wondered, based on your experiences there, the role that Jim Irsay is playing in this search, the role that he has played in this season with Jeff Saturday being elevated to the interim head coach, and now he gets an opportunity to interview for the permanent position. What is your assessment of the way the Colts have handled this coaching search, and what do you expect to happen next?
Yeah, it's hard for me on the outside to say a whole lot about it. It has taken them time, and we'll see what it looks like at the end. My 4 years there were great. Mr. Irsay was great, such a generous owner, and you know, gave us all the tools to be successful. So I don't know what's really going on there now, but it's going to be interesting. You know, obviously that was an out of the left field move there when they brought in Jeff Saturday midseason. You know, being his former teammate, knowing what he's about and how hard it is to go in, you know, halfway through a season and all of a sudden change a culture and get that season back on track when it's off the rails. I'm hoping he gets another opportunity at it. I thought they were close. Obviously, there were some tough losses there, but I thought they were close. And giving him a whole offseason, I think he can change that thing around. And I'm hoping he gets another crack at it.
You know, you've been on a couple Super Bowl teams and obviously two very different teams, one that was defensive driven and one that was the quarterback. How is it easier with the quarterback because the sustainability is there? Is it more difficult when you're with a kind of game manager and you don't know how long that's going to hold up?
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, I love offense. You know, I played offense, I played wide receiver. So I'm all about, hey, give me that high flying offense and let's just outscore these guys and we'll figure out the defensive side of things. Now, it worked really well for us in Baltimore having that great defense. We went on a great run, but it wasn't like we were a great regular season football team. No one thought we were going to go to the Super Bowl. Our defense found their rhythm and we did just enough offensively. But I love the high flying offense, and I love approaching it that way. But I think when you look at both of these teams, obviously Kansas City's defense I think is underrated, and we all know what they can do offensively. But I look at the Eagles as the most complete football team. I mean, you're talking about a team that can beat you with the running game, passing game, and defensively. I mean, they got it all. So complete football team for me. It's the Philadelphia Eagles, and it's not even close.
And here in Chicago, we look at the Philadelphia Eagles, and we see similarities between Jalen Hurts and Justin Fields. And certainly the Bears would need to build an offensive and defensive lines like the Eagles to be in a position that the Eagles find themselves in. But how many parallels do you see between the two quarterbacks, Fields and Hurts? And if the Bears were going to try to, you know, follow the same path, maybe use the same plan. Do you think that is conceivable?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's what you want to do. You want to stay the course. He showed you enough this past year to stay the course with Justin Fields. You can flip that first pick and get more picks, and you can continue to build that way. I mean, you got the Powerball ticket right now. If you're Chicago, you got a ton of draft space, so you have to be ultra aggressive in free agency and go put playmakers around the guy. You have to put playmakers around these young quarterbacks, and you have to give them a good running game, give them an offensive line. And so I think that's, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 priority for the Chicago Bears is, put more talent, better talent around Justin Fields. And look, when you talk about an offensive line, everybody wants an offensive line, right? I mean, everybody does. Everybody needs more linemen. So it's easier said than done. But when you have the cap space they do and the draft capital and where they sit in the draft, I mean, they're sitting in the driver's seat, and, they're calling a lot of shots this offseason, and they can be really aggressive. And it's a huge offseason for them, obviously, with everything that they have. So it's going to be interesting to see how they navigate those waters. But, yeah, I'm sticking with Justin Fields. I'm going to continue to try to develop him because he seems to me from the outside, he's a great leader. He's out there. He competes his tail off. And obviously, the passing game aspect needs to be more consistent. But all those other things, he checks the box. So they need to this offseason really, really put better weapons like you see Philadelphia did for Jalen Hurts.
So so you are doing some work with Bet Rivers, and you are you got all the info on the big game squares with Bet Rivers. I've been talking about it. It's a great way to win some money.
Yeah, $10. Bet $10 on a game, and you get a square, and you can if your score hits. Like, who doesn't love to do squares? The squares where you have the numbers, and if your number hits, guess what? Boom, you can win up to $10,000. So it's pretty simple. Place a $10 wager and get yourself a square, and you can win up to $10,000.
Wow, that sounds like a great deal. So that. Is it too early for you to have a pick? Do you think you know what's going to happen in the Super Bowl? Do you think you want to go out on that limb today?
Yeah, sure. I'm not scared of it. Right now, and things can change, but I think Kansas City's so beat up too. And I had high ankle sprains before, and you look at Patrick Mahomes, these 2 weeks will definitely help him, but I don't think he's going to be 100%. His mobility is such a big part of his game and how he plays. And then they had 3 or 4 other key injuries a week ago in the AFC Championship game. So I think Philly's the healthier football team, the more complete football team. They can beat you through the air. They can beat you on the ground. And they can just whip you up front defensively and offensively. So I like the Eagles. I just really like the Eagles right now. And they're playing at a really high level.
All right, Brandon. So I'm sure this question is dependent upon the day I ask you. But are you more likely to brag about catching passes from Peyton Manning or to have played against Tom Brady? Which is more likely?
For me, it's catching passes from Peyton Manning. I was fortunate. 5 years I played with him, 4 years in Indy, 1 year in Denver, his first year here in Denver. And it was special. I didn't know who I was as an NFL player, and I didn't know how to be a true pro. And when I got around Peyton, I saw the attention to detail, how he went about his work, how it was business. When you're out on the football field, it's business. We're working. We're trying to get better. And that's all the way in the off season, and that's in the season. And you put all that work in during the week. You put the work in during the week, so Sundays are just easy and fun. And, I played 15 years in the NFL, and if I wasn't with Peyton, I probably would have played 5 or 6. So just being around that guy every day and how he came in the building and his work ethic and his accountability, all of those things were really second to none. So I got to see those things up close, and it changed my NFL path for sure.
You don't have to convince anybody in Chicago the value of Peyton Manning. We still remember the Super Bowl, okay? I know you didn't play in that game because of an injury, but I'm sure you still cherish the ring that you received after it. What do you remember about that day and that season?
Yeah, you know, the season for me was tough. That was my last year in Indy, and I had one injury after another. It started with a bad high ankle sprain, and it just I just never could get healthy. I ended up popping my Achilles in December, and of course, that's the year that we go on this great run and end up winning the Super Bowl. But I just remember the Bears and that great defense that the Bears had, and I remember it raining a lot, and Devin Hester, all the talk before the game was, do you kick it to Devin Hester? And we did. We kicked it to him, and he takes it back to the house, and I'm sitting there in Miami, and I'm thinking, are you kidding me? We kicked it to him, and that was all the talk, and he actually brought it back for a touchdown, and now the weather's awful, and we're down 7-0 against a really good defense. This is going to be a tough, tough football game. And, you know, the guys just made a few plays here and there, and defense played great for us. And that was the key in that game. But it was I just remember that opening and how it went and all the talk, and then Devin Hester taking it back for a touchdown. So obviously not being able to be a part of it was a bummer, because I was there kind of not at the start, but when we had some great teams and we just could never get over the Patriots. We lost to the Steelers. I believe it was a year before, and then I got hurt, and, you know, I'm sitting there soaking wet watching this game with a boot on my foot after having Achilles surgery. So it wasn't all that much fun for me.
Great stuff. Hey, Brandon, thank you so much. Appreciate talking to you.
Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate y'all.
That is Brandon Stokely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.